Man once approached God and asked, "God, what's a million years to you?" God said, "A second." Man said, "God, what's $1 million to you?" God said, "A dollar." Finally, the man looked up at God and said, "God, can I have a dollar?" God said, "Sure, just a second." It's a fascinating challenge to find ourselves in. We engage with someone who has such a broader sense of what immediacy looks like, has such a broader idea of what that immediacy can manifest itself as. Isaiah promises us, he says, if you find yourself frightened, here's what God says: be strong, don't be afraid, here comes God. And you'll see God coming. And how will you see God coming? How will you know that it's Him? How will you see it manifested? Well, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk. Not just walk, they'll jump like wild animals. These things will be made whole that were damaged. These parts of us that were hurt will be made whole. And then Isaiah promises it. And just a brief, quick 700 years later, we see it manifested in the gospel. You know, just a second later, 700 years. It's this marker. The people know it. The people of the time of Christ recognize it. There's Jesus walking through, making them see, allowing them to hear, healing the lame, the wounded, the lost, restoring to whole what has been damaged, what has been diseased. But the thing that's fascinating about it to me is the sense of immediacy for God. Isaiah is hundreds of years before the time of Christ, and yet it's still fresh on their minds when they see it manifested. They wait patiently for this to be brought to fulfillment, and there it is, actual proof of exactly, not metaphorically, not ideally, not in some strange way, but literally, the blind being made to see, the deaf able to hear, the mute to speak, and the lame can walk. And this is fascinating, because ultimately we have to ask, okay, it happened, and that was exciting, and they got the benefit from that, but what does that mean for us? Well, Isaiah's words still stand true for us. We are still encouraged not to be afraid. The time of Christ, while He may have ascended to the Father and we wait for Him, does not actually change the fact that this is actually a continuation, a constant continuation of that great reminder that God continues to fulfill each and every promise He has made. And then with everything that He has offered us, everything that He has promised us, He continues to fulfill each and every one of them. So when we come to a challenge in our own life, when we find ourselves separated from God, we find ourselves in that difficult time, and we can ask, why is this happening? Why is this occurring? And the short answer is, well, sin entered the world, and it isn't perfect anymore. The longer answer, of course, has been written in tomes and tomes and tomes and fills every library in the world with struggles to answer why these things happen. But in short order, we are in a sinful land. We came up short, and now we're trying to restore things in Christ. Now we're trying to see those first fruits that Christ offered us and try and bring them to that greater fulfillment. And that comes in a number of ways for us. I am sure all of us can give witness in our own lives to the good gifts that God has given us, to the many good things that we have received in our life so far. But what we should never underestimate is that God continues to offer us these great gifts. He continues to show us these great things in our lives and continues to want to give us those great gifts. We can find ourselves in one of two ways. We can either say, well, yeah, those things that happened before, they were great and all, but what about right now? And we become forgetful. We have so many great gifts that come into our lives, and yet there's a temptation for us to become kind of immediate in our senses. If it's not literally right in front of me, then it's not nearly as good as it could have been. Or it's not as immediate as I need it to be, because I want God to act, so I want God to act right now. You know, all those nice things, I mean, sure they were nice, but what about right now? We lose that sense of God's timing. that with each and every gift that God has given us, He does it in fulfillment of His plan, in His time, bringing something to fruition. It comes together at that appropriate moment. If we lose sight of that, if we get a demand for the sense of the immediate, we take on a very young mindset. It's a very teenage mindset. When I was a teenager, the sense of immediacy was always present to me, that, you know, it has to be right now. It never was more apparent to me than the fact that I was always hungry. It got to the point where they just stopped asking if I was hungry. They knew the answer. It just was a constant reality. I can remember a particular instance where I went to my mother and said, "I'm hungry, there's nothing to eat." My mother said, she actually said, "What do you mean there's nothing to eat? There's chicken from yesterday's dinner, and I know there's some potatoes in the fridge, and I saw some lentil soup, and there's half a loaf of bread, and there's ham for sandwiches." And I said, "Mom, that was 4 hours ago. None of that stuff's there anymore. How am I supposed to eat right now? I'm hungry now." It was that constant now. We need it now. We want it now. Now, 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 now. "God, I need this thing to be fixed, and I need to fix it now. I need you to make it better, and I want you to make it better now." But that's not how it works. Genuinely, we must never underestimate that God not only has great gifts for us, but fulfills them in accordance with a particularness. He actually brings them to greatest effect by showing them to us when He wants to show them to us, and by allowing it to come together in that particular moment for us. And if we can stop and consider the great gifts that we have received leading up to this point in our life, we should be able to stand in awe at the very fact that we are able to be here, at the great and wonderful gifts that God has shown us throughout our lives. And if we consider truly all of the things that we have received up to this point, then we should be equally able to say that if God has fulfilled everything up to this point, what's to stop God suddenly from giving up on us now? Why would He suddenly just turn us loose and go, "Well, you know, I gave you some nice things, but I'm done now"? No, God continues to pour out His gifts. God continues to show us these great things. God continues to reveal His plan in all things. The question is, are we patient enough to receive it? Can we wait to see God unfold the plan the way that He wants to unfold it? Can we allow God to fulfill these things in His time? Or are we going to become so frustrated with the fact that it's not immediately that we lose a sense of it? I tell you what, if you want a moment of entertainment, give God a deadline. God loves deadlines. He especially loves the sound they make as they fly right past Him. Kind of ignores them. And by kind of, I mean completely. But if we really want to see the will of God fulfilled, then we can watch as He unfolds this great plan of our life and gives it to us as it is best for us. I'll be completely honest. I could stand here all day and talk about all the moments where I was convinced that God was not there in my life. All the moments that God really wasn't there when I wanted Him to be there, when I needed Him to show me something, when I needed Him to fulfill something in my life. And I could talk about it for days. On the other hand, I could spend days reflecting on all the moments that God fulfilled something truly remarkable. In the perfect moment, at the most excellent time. And all things came together in that moment. If we're honest, honest with ourselves, and honest with our relationship with God, we should all be able to see both of those. But never underestimate that Isaiah's words stand always true. Don't be afraid, for here He comes with power, the Lord's vindication. And the blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the lame will leap, if we but watch and pray.